We're learning a little bit about the laws of Achilas Matzah, and we're also going to discuss something which for some people considered Halacha L'maisa, but is not really Halacha L'maisa, which we'll discuss in a moment. Mechaber tells us, Eilu Devarim Shiyotzim Behen Yirei Chovas Matzah. What type of grain is acceptable to be able to fulfill your obligation the first night during the Siddurim, eating and fulfilling the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? So there's the five basic grains, Bechitin, Seorim, Kusmin, Shpo Shol, Shipon, when it comes to wheat, barley, oats, rye, as well as spelt. Those are the five basic grains in which a person needs to use in their matzah in order to be able to fulfill the obligation. And the Ramah tells us, Aminag, the custom is likach l'chadchil chitim. Preferable of the five is wheat. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason why wheat is the grain of choice is mishum dehu chaviv l'adam biyoser. It's considered to be more cheshivas, that particular grain of wheat. We know barley is considered to be makhl behema, it's for animal consumption. And therefore, by using wheat matzah, it's the most beautiful way to use it in fulfilling the mitzvah. If a person either is allergic to the wheat, or they just are unable to obtain such matzah, then certainly a person is allowed to use and eat matzah from the other grains, namely that again of barley, spelt, oats, or rye. The Mechaber then tells us that when it comes to other things which may look very much like those five grains, they're not acceptable as far as fulfilling one's obligation of eating matzah on Pesach as far as the first night. V'lo b'orez v'doichen v'shar mini kitnios. A person cannot use as their matzah for Pesach rice, millet, or any other forms of kitnios, translated as legumes. And it continues and says, "Vegam in boyim lidichimutz." These things do not have the potential, like those other grains do, of becoming chametz, of fermenting. Umotu lasayis mehem tafshil. And therefore, according to the opinion of the Mechaber, which is generally the custom of the Sephardim, it's permissible that you can take these grains, these kitnios, these legumes, or rice, and millet, and you can make a dish out of it. Just you're not allowed to use it to fulfill your mitzvah of achilas matzah. But certainly, according to the opinion of Rav Yosef Karo, it's permissible to eat on Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it comes to not using rice, not using millet, v'yolechlam b'shas mikra, the Talmud learns out from psukim, which are not provided here, the ein yotzim yidei chovas matzah b'layel harishona shuchova el b'davar habol lidei chimutz. The only thing that you can use for matzah at the Siddurim are things which have the potential to become chametz. Because after all, the idea of the chilas matzah is that you're one of the reasons of Pesach, they didn't have time, it didn't rise, which means it had the potential to do so. And therefore, to remind ourselves of that moment in time, you have to use things which have the potential of chametz, excluding orez v'dochin, rice, as well as millet. V'elu einan machmitz, because these things do not have the potential to become chametz. The Mishnah Berurah, skipping down a bit, says, v'afilu losh adam kemach orez v'kiyotzu b'zeh baroschin. Even if you would take rice, millet, and actually grind it down to almost like a powdery substance, like it's to flour, and then you would pour boiling hot water on it and let it sit. What happens, even though it looks like it's fermentation, that's not what happens. El sirchon umutar bachil. According to Rabbi Yosef Karo, what is actually happening is it's a form of boiling, which is different than fermenting, and therefore because of this, that it has a different process, that it does not become chametz, mutar b'achil. It's allowed to be eaten. However, we're more familiar with the opinion of Rav Moshe Isserles, the opinion of the Ramah. V'yesh osrim. There are those that say one is not allowed to eat legumes, kitnios. The minhag ba'ashkenaz lahachmir ve'en loshanos. A person is, if you are among the Ashkenazic custom, they are machmir, they're strict not to eat these things. Ve'en loshanos. And you're not allowed to deviate from this custom. Even though you may not understand it, you may not agree with it. Ve'en loshanos. It's not up to you to start picking and choosing minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh osrim, when it says it's osr, it's forbidden, it doesn't mean that it's actually isr from the Torah, that it's a Torah prohibition to eat kitnios. El chumra shachmir aleihem. But rather, it's a chumra, it's an extra chumra which was accepted upon Ashkenazic Jewry. And the Mishnah Berurah provides two reasons why this is the case. And maybe if you're not as satisfied with one of them, then maybe the other one is something which you agree with more. So the Tam Chumrzo, one of the reasons for this stringency, is Mishum Shalapamim Tivua Ma'ore B'mini Kitnios. It's possible that in the process of its growth out in the fields, that the kitnios, which in itself, there's nothing wrong with it because it doesn't have the potential, as we just saw, to ever become chametz, but it's possible that there may be other grains as they are growing very nearby and through wind and other ways, it could actually attach itself to these kitnios. The Esher Levar HaYafa. And even if you want to wash it, rinse it, cleanse it, you think you're removing the other grains of the five grains, there's a very good chance that you're not going to do a thorough job. The Asli De Chimutz Kishiyafim Oyevashim. And when you end up cooking or baking your rice, your millet, there is the potential, according to this, that maybe you'll end up actually eating the chametz, not knowing that you're eating chametz. V'od, furthermore, perhaps the more known reason, shekam pa'amin, there are many times, tochanim ores, person is taking their ores, their dochin, their rice, and their millet, and they grind it up, sharmini kitnios lekemach, and now it looks, and it is flour. V'kam pa'amin ovim gamkin mehem lechem, and you end up making bread out of it. And after all, looking at it, it looks just like a nice loaf of bread made out of wheat, which of course is chametz. But in reality, there's really nothing, according to the Torah law, that says you can't design it to look like chametz. But v'ikah hedyotim v'amei ha'aretz tuva. Maybe not so much nowadays. But in the days of the Mishnah Berurah, it says there are a lot of amaratzim floating around. Shlo yavchinu bin kemach zel kemach shel mini dogan. That we're not able to really distinguish and decipher between this type of lechem and that made of the other grains. Bin pas zo lepas shel mini dogan. V'yasi lakule gam bepas v'kemach shel mini dogan. They might end up start making mistakes and start eating real chametz. Lafichach, therefore, because of this, hechmir alehem, according to Ashkenaz, they're more strict. L'eser kol pas v'chol tashel. That they're not allowed to use any of these legumes, not only if it's in the form of bread, or even if it's as a dish. Even if they're just by themselves, that it's discernible that it doesn't look at all like lechem. Gam kim asr mishum lo plug. This concept of lo plug, we don't differentiate. We don't say that this time it's okay, that time it's not okay. A lo plug, this is what it is. A person's never allowed to eat it, even if it doesn't necessarily look like chametz. The Ein Lashanos says to Mishnah Berurah that we're not allowed to deviate from this custom if one follows Ashkenaz. He says even if it's the last day of Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach, Gam Kein Ein L'Hakabuzet. Person shouldn't think that it's the eighth day in Eretz Yisrael. What's the eighth day of Pesach? So therefore, maybe the eighth day of Pesach here in Chutz Lartz not to be so strict either. No, Ein Lashanos, you cannot make any exceptions. Mikol Makom, nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes the B'shas Adchak. Under extreme circumstances, if a person is in a famine, right? Of course, if we have this minhag, but on the other hand, you have pikuach nefesh, a person's life is in mortal danger because they're not able to eat, so we're not going to tell you to starve to death so you can adhere to a minhag. Of course, you should eat kitniot that particular time until hopefully you'll come to a better financial situation. Of course, we're going to try to convince you not to eat chametz, unless, of course, you have nothing else to eat, then that would be permissible. So that's the basic idea of kitnios with regard to Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard, and therefore, because of this, there are certain foods that Ashkenazim do not eat. According to the Smag, he includes in his list rice, beans, lentils, chickpeas, sesame, as well as mustard. And the Aruch HaShulchan, which is lengthy, which you could spend a lot of time learning about the laws of Kitnios, also includes among this list corn. Now, most recently, there was something else that was added to this list. And the thing that was added to this list just yesterday was hemp.
Marijuana.
Ah. So you read the article. There's actually a... in Israel, there is an Israeli group that was cited, I have in the Jerusalem Post, that the party is called the Green Leaf Party. You can imagine why it's called the Green Leaf Party, because they want to... No, it's not tea. It's a different type of green leaf. They want to legalize marijuana. In fact, if you look at some of the sites, they are trying to get a couple of seats in the Knesset. But nonetheless, they looked at this particular drug, and they said there's a major issue, and that issue is that marijuana is made from hemp. And the rabbis have now understand that this ingredient is considered to be kitniot, and therefore forbidden to Ashkenazim on Pesach. So therefore, the question, the shaila is, if you according to them, according to Nusach's, if you hold Sephard, maybe they don't hold it to be an issue. So maskana, if a person has any interest in trying to find a heter for hemp, and they want to try to find some loophole for it, please do not ask me.